Find that posture that feels steady and comfortable. And just lengthening the back of the head a little bit so the chin rises, goes down a little bit. And just feeling your sit bones grounded right below you. And just notice what it's like to sit with a quality of dignity. Not rigidity, but dignity. So the heart is soft, the belly is soft, and yet the spine is erect. The tongue is relaxed. So are the cheeks. The eyes. You can feel the pull of gravity on the ears. You can sense the neck and shoulders letting go toward the earth. The whole backside of the body, the skin, toward the earth, downward. And now you start to bring your attention to the movement of the breath, perhaps staying with the backside of the body, feeling the skin expanding and releasing as you breathe in and let go. You might notice the movement of the skin across the fabric of your shirt. And then widening the attention to include the whole torso, the chest, the belly, the backside of the body. And then starting to slow down the exhalation, just lengthening it. And as you breathe out, you might imagine a channel of light moving from your, between the eyebrows, your third eye, down the throat, down the heart, down the stomach, all the way into the lower belly. And as you breathe in, you might imagine that channel of light moving down the pelvic floor, all the way up the back side of the body, through the top of the head and back into the third eye. So pushing that light down from the third eye into the lower belly on the exhalation. And pulling it up to the third eye on the inhalation. Long, slow exhalation. And perhaps a kind of a rapid, reflexive inhalation. And if you notice that the mind is wandering quite a lot, there's lots of voices in the head, you can include the mantra so as you exhale and hum as you inhale, or out as you exhale and in as you inhale. Like a ball of light dropping from the third eye through the throat, the chest, the belly. And that ball of light down the pelvic floor, up the back of the body, to the crown of the head, and eventually to the third eye. It's clearing away any debris along the way, anything that doesn't need to be there. So always in the beginning, we're steadying the heart and mind. Which usually requires that we focus to some degree or another on the breath. And the flow of life force throughout the body to smooth it out. Take it from a chaotic or dull, heavy state and transform it into calm and clear. So you can sense that you're more even, more steady. Up the back side, down the front side. And when you sense that it's time to let go of any effort with the breath, to check to see how steady the mind is, you can just let the breath come back to its natural rhythm. Observe the effects of that little bit of work that you've just done. And then drop into the experience of bare awareness. Of mindfulness, of just noticing the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations, the emotions, sounds. Just noticing whatever comes into the field of awareness. Sometimes anxiety comes up and we just notice the anxiety. Notice the thoughts, feelings. Sometimes it's frustration, boredom. We want to label those things, just label. Take note of, oh, that's boredom. Or, oh, that's stillness. Oh, that's overwhelm. Every once in a while, we'll notice that we've drifted somewhere else. And we've come back. And we can label the experience either drifting or presence again. Oh, I'm here again. Always helps to come back to the movement of the breath, the natural movement. Is it kind of an anchor in the present moment? Almost like a steadying force. And always be sure that the breath will continue breathing. You might notice at some point that there's a kind of an antsy feeling that arises. You might label it antsy, uncomfortable, desire to move. And just observe it. What does antsy feel like? What does boredom feel like? What's frustration? It might be a kind of a tightness, a heaviness, a jumpiness. It might be accompanied by lots of different images or fears or concerns. Like clouds passing through the sky, storm clouds. And rather than identifying as the clouds, be the sky. Not just any sky, a warm, loving sky. Almost like a grandmother. Loves whatever's passing through. Pleasant and unpleasant. Always keeping a little bit of attention on the breath. Noticing thoughts and feelings, labeling them. And what you can't label, just don't bother. Just notice the feeling, notice the experience. The important thing is that awareness, that bare awareness, just noticing without judgment. Because it is the nature of the mind to drift, we don't use shame as a motivating force. It's almost like training a puppy. You just, instead of whacking the puppy every time it doesn't sit, you just gently push its butt down. Perhaps give it a treat. Over and over until it's ready to steady itself. Kindness. Soft-heartedness. And for the next minute or so, just letting go of all effort. Just noticing what you've done. The effects of your practice. In a moment, you're going to be opening your eyes at half mast. But as you do, see if you can hold on to this quality of bare awareness, just noticing mindfulness. So go ahead and open the eyes at half mast. Taking that inner experience with you out into the world. Looking around, just noticing what you see. Hearing the sounds. Noticing the sensations. Without judgment, just noticing. And when you're ready and it's time, you can bring this to a close.